Mishki, AM 1500, KSTP.
As is the case most Fridays, I'm sitting here with Jim Suhan from the Star Tribune from Sunday Morning Sports Talk here at KSTP, and also a surprise guest who just tripped on over from the Midway. I met her moments ago. Apparently, you ran into Joe Soucheray also recently and mentioned that you had written a song and were dragging a guitar around and we're going to jump on stage with his program. Something happened, perhaps, that prevented that. But I want to welcome you. I have not heard what you do. You are Therese from the Midway. You work at a booth where you throw a dart at a star and throw a star, win a guitar. Is that right? And speak into the microphone if you wouldn't mind.
Hit the star, win a guitar.
Yep. All right, hit the star, win a guitar. So you come walking up with a guitar, and I assume you have stolen it from your own booth. But what I learn is you went to another booth where they also...
And stole it there.
No, you did. What did you do to win it?
I had to squirt the squirt gun race.
Oh, the squirt gun race.
Yep.
And you won a guitar.
Yeah, Curious George got to the top first twice.
Yep. All right.
And four tries.
Typically, it's a stuffed animal. Now you're winning guitars out here, folks.
Yes.
Beautiful guitar. So... I have no idea what's coming. All I know is I asked my producer to step into a back room with you and hear what you do. Pardon?
It's hot dish.
The song is?
No. I just said that.
You have some resumes out, right, Jason? You have some resumes out, right?
I'm always nervous sending Jason back to okay anything because he has no stake in this. It's a great practical joke. If it goes one way, if it goes the other way, I reward him with a beer.
He could be out $8 an hour pretty quick.
See, today it's hot. You might wish for the best that I am.
Therese, you're the first person I've had on my show who works in the Midway in my time doing shows here.
First time you worked in the Midway.
There.
What do you do ordinarily?
Well, I used to be a housekeeper. I had a whole lot of really good jobs, good clients that I worked for. They paid me well. I mean, work environment. Come on, I'm in some posh homes vacuuming. You know, it was not bad. You know?
Right. Uh-huh.
But 2003, I got...
Well, I don't want to hear the whole history.
I got hit by a semi-truck.
You got hit by a semi?
Yeah.
Well, now it's getting interesting.
Yeah, see?
You're the first person I've had hit by a semi-truck.
The one in my back and one in my neck. And up until like about 4 months ago, I was just in chronic pain. Because this one disc was all messed up.
But, Is this song at all related to your injury?
It's a country song.
It's a country song.
All right. I knew it.
As soon as I heard about the semi-truck, it's a country song.
I'm not in pain when I walk, and I've dropped like 30 pounds, you know, just I'm like Forrest Gump. I've been just going, you know, because I'm happy, I'm not in pain. I'm trying to get my life put back together, you know, because I can do a few things now. Right. This is a nice little light duty job. I don't have to do much except pass out a couple little darts.
All right.
And school's starting, and the way I got into this is my son, you know, it's nice to send him off with some new shoes, you know. So, you know, baby needs a new pair of shoes. It's gambling, you know. I mean, okay, I'm not trying to promote... You know, but I mean, they do play bingo at church, you know. I mean, come on.
You know, in the grand
chant.
Tradition of country, the introduction is going to be longer than the song. So, let's get right to the song. I have no idea what I've done here.
It's more of a ballad.
If I go out, what a way to go out.
Okay, it's more of a ballad. My friend, she's fully believes in me. I got to say, holler out to Sage. She lives down the street from me.
We've got about two minutes.
And she's the one that told me to write this song.
Better start singing.
And so, that's what it's more of a ballad. The only real part I got, the guy at the music store...
Hey, I have a gong.
Showed me this gong. Okay. But I want to at least teach you all this little chorus.
We don't have time.
No, this is
you
the
just
chorus.
Have to...
It's only 2 seconds.
Oh, dear God. What have I done?
I'll have it done, and then I'll run away, and you'll never see me again.
Go ahead.
But you might love me, and you might hate me for that.
Okay, you got a minute.
I'm a mom.
1 minute.
I'm a mom, and it's a man's world.
You're not
going to
get this song in.
I'm starting right now. I'm going to show you what the chorus is. It's called Sweet Sunday, kind of Friday afternoon. And I thought of it because it's the best.
30 seconds.
Okay. But I want you to hear this chorus because it was how I described this nice little family. They probably go to church on Sunday. But it's Friday afternoon and we want to have fun.
Speed, I'm going to kill you.
Okay, now you made me.
The great thing is.
Don't tell me, you have to tune it.
The great thing is, she's going to be starting off Suzeray's show.
You just like messing with folks, and I know how that is. I got five brothers, so deal with it.
I got five brothers, too, and I have had to deal with it.
Sunday kind of Friday afternoon.
See, back in the day when I was young, they didn't have daycare, so it was kind of an odd thing. I went over to my grandma's house one Friday
Sweet
after
school. Sweet Sunday kind of Friday afternoon. It's a sweet Sunday kind of Friday afternoon.
Okay.
It's a crazy, sweet kind of nutty, kind of wild
and so no
Friday
matter what time you want to feel like the blue
We're
here,
on time.